first story is Tuesday on CNN 10, a high-profile testimony on Capitol Hill. The players, James Comey, the director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the House Intelligence Committee. It's part of the House of Representatives that oversees U.S. intelligence agencies, which include the FBI. The subjects, one concerns Russia. The U.S. intelligence community has accused Russia of interfering with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Director Comey said that Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, hated U.S. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton so much that he had a clear preference for the person running against her. But does that mean, as some Democrats have suggested, that members of the Trump campaign might have coordinated with Russia? For the first time, Comey publicly addressed the issue.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts. As with any counterintelligence investigation, this will also include an assessment of whether any crimes were committed.
Russia has denied meddling in the American election, and the White House has denied that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, saying several government intelligence officials have previously looked into this and found no evidence of it. Another subject of the hearing, leaks. Republicans say classified information related to Russia and other issues, information that's supposed to be kept secret by law, has been leaked to the public. Comey didn't comment on specific cases, but called leaks of classified information, quote, terrible. A third topic, wiretapping. 2 weeks ago, President Trump tweeted that his phones at Trump Tower had been tapped or monitored before the election and that former President Obama had ordered it.
With respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the FBI. The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components. The department has no information that supports those tweets.
Former President Obama had denied doing that. Democrats have called on President Trump to apologize for the accusation. A Republican on the House Intelligence Committee says while there wasn't a physical wiretap of Trump Tower, it's possible other types of surveillance were used.